You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Transport released a new city centre bus plan that aims to streamline the bus services in central Auckland to benefit both commuters and businesses. The bus plan is estimated to take 5 to 10 years to complete and give access to both the city centre and the surrounding regions. Today I spoke to two people on this story. I first spoke to Pete Moth, Service Network Development Manager at Auckland Transport, about the plan, the aims of the service and the pedestrianisation of Auckland Central. I began the interview by asking how the City Centre bus plan was going to change the transport network.
So the City Centre bus plan responds to the City Centre master plan that was adopted by Council at the beginning of 2020, and it proposes a three-step change to the way buses operate in the City Centre. The first step is to create dedicated bus corridors along Customs Fanshawe Street and also on Wellesley Street to give better reliability for buses and also to get more people into the city and through the city. The second step is to create dedicated off-street bus facilities. So the buses, instead of terminating in the city centre on street, they head to off-street locations, and that will help free up around a kilometre of curbside space. And then thirdly, we propose to change the network so that buses will run through the city centre and not simply to the city centre, so that buses will run through Custom Street, Wellesley Street to those off-street bus locations.
What is the overall aim for the city centre bus plan?
The overall aim for the city centre bus plan is to create better circumstances for bus passengers. It's also to create a better operating environment for buses. And really it's to help to deliver on the city centre master plan that was adopted last year.
It's my understanding that this plan is going to take 5 to 10 years to implement. Why is this plan going to take almost a decade to implement, and what are the barriers Auckland Transport face?
So one of the main barriers we face is securing the necessary consents and funding. So the reason this is a 5 to 10 year vision for buses and not something we can do overnight is because we need to secure land, we need to do detailed design, we need to do consultation, we need to do a lot of work with stakeholders, landowners, residents, businesses, to make sure that what we're proposing will work for the residents, businesses and users of the city centre. And at the moment, there's so much going on in the city centre that it would not be a good time to add additional construction into the fold. So this is a project that would take place after the City Rail Link is delivered.
Does this project also account for the future of Central Auckland as it moves into more sort of a pedestrianised area?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, so by implementing this plan, we're actually able to free up more than 1 kilometre of curbside space in the city centre. And that space can be used for people, it can be used for goods and servicing, and it doesn't have to be used by buses. Buses are currently taking up a lot of space on street, and that's compromising the ability to make the city centre more friendly for people.
Are there any other regions apart from Auckland Central and Tamaki Makaurau that are needing big changes like this to their transport networks?
I would say our priority is in the city centre at the moment. That's where the biggest challenge is. That's not to say there's not challenges elsewhere in the region. And we recognise that we will need to make improvements to other places across the region. But right now, the priority is the city centre.
That was Pete Moth, Service Network Development Manager at Auckland Transport. After speaking to Auckland Transport, I spoke to Matt Lowry, editor of the independent Greater Auckland online platform, about the City Centre bus plan. I started the interview off by asking for his perspective on the City Centre bus plan.
I think, by and large, it's positive. It's particularly the simplifying routes and making them and sending buses through to the other side of the city. So, for example, if you're coming from the North Shore, it'll be easier to access the inside of the City Centre. So changes like that will be really positive for users and make it much easier to catch the bus and more reliable to catch the bus too, because there'll also be more bus priority provided as well.
Will this plan allow greater access to the wider transport network in Tamaki Makaurau for commuters?
Yeah, it will. So by passing routes through the city and by having simplified routes, it will make it easier to get to other parts of the city centre, but also to transfer between services. Currently, services are spread out all over, you know, particularly the downtown area, but all over the city, and so it can be difficult to transfer, to work out where to go, and so this will help make that easier to transfer services between services to get, you know, across Auckland.
Auckland Transport says that this plan is going to take 5 to 10 years to implement. Does this account accordingly for future uses as Auckland Central becomes more pedestrianised?
Yeah, so that part of what the changes are about are about enabling that the other parts of, or other changes that the city centre or that Auckland wants in the city centre, so making it more pedestrian friendly, so that it removes routes from a few places and focuses them on a couple of key routes. So focuses them on the east-west on Custom Street and on Wellesley Street. And then you've got the existing Albert Street and Simon Street for north-south travel as well. So it does make things simpler and will help make Auckland more pedestrian-friendly because it will concentrate those buses on a couple of key routes and leave space open for those other places that they can be used for other things.
Throughout Tamaki Makaurau, public transport and pedestrian access is not universally accessible. Is this new bus plan for Auckland Central a good use of resources for Auckland Transport to focus on?
Well, there are a lot of parts of the plan that are really good, and they can be implemented relatively cheaply and affordably. The big challenge, I think, with this plan is that one of the things they're calling for are sort of big off-street facilities, and so that's mainly about layover space for drivers and for buses between runs, because most people will still catch the bus from the side of the street like they do now. And the problem is that those big off-street bus facilities are going to be hugely expensive, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of spending to implement them. And so that's money that could be used for putting more buses out or putting more bus lanes or better bus stops in other parts of the region. So I think that's probably the biggest concern with the proposal, is that It is expensive for some of it, and for probably the parts that are the least needed of what is proposed.
Finally, apart from the expenses there, do you see any other challenges that Auckland Transport may face with implementing this plan?
The challenges that they're going to face are going to be primarily around, well, first of all, they've got to actually get consent and the funding to build what they want to do. But it's in general the discussion that occurs and the feedback that occurs within Auckland around how we develop this stuff. So, you know, if we go through our typical processes, we're going to have consultation again and again over these things, and it'll be contentious every single time because it's going to require upsetting a few car drivers when we need to get on and make these changes. And so we need to get better at how we deliver projects and infrastructure like this so that we can just get on with it rather than trying to accommodate every talkback radio reckon that comes up. And that's really one of the big challenges with transport in Auckland in general, is getting things done because everyone's too worried about upsetting anyone, really.
That was Pete Moth, Service Network Development Manager at Auckland Transport, and Matt Lowry, Editor of Greater Auckland, on the new City Centre bus plan.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.